Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, whose Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, is the light of the world, grant that your people, illumined by your word and sacraments, may shine with the radiance of Christ's glory, that he may be known, worshipped, and obeyed to the ends of the earth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our reading today is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 62, verses 1 through 5. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest, until her vindication shines out like the dawn, and her salvation like a burning torch. The nations shall see their vindication, and all the kings your glory. And you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate. But you shall be called, my delight is in her, and your land married. For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your builder marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm today is Psalm 36, verse 5 through 10. Carol will respond by half verse. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens,
and your faithfulness to the clouds.
Your righteousness is like the strong mountains, your justice like the great deep.
You save both man and beast, O Lord.
How priceless is your love, O God.
Your people take refuge under the shadow of your wings.
They feast upon the abundance of your house.
You give them drink from the river of your delights.
For with you is the well of life.
And in your light we see light.
Continue your loving kindness to those who know you,
and your favor to those who are true of heart.
The New Testament reading today is 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 11. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, "Let Jesus be cursed," and no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of services, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in every one. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discernment of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were 6 stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed its glory, and his disciples believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
The light of the world. What an evocative phrase. Ernest Hemingway even used it for the title of a short story, ironically. It's no mere coincidence that it's included in our collect today in this season of Epiphany, the season of light. While that noun, light, appears hundreds of times in the Bible, the particular phrase, the light of the world, only three. Twice in John's Gospel, once in Matthew's. Each time the phrase is placed in the mouth of Jesus himself. The first scene in John is dramatic and familiar to us all. Jesus speaks to a crowd who are about to stone a woman to death as a result of their judgment of her. He tells them, famously, "Let anyone without sin throw the first stone." As they come to their senses, or maybe to themselves, Jesus says, before they walk away, "I am the light of the world." And then, "Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." His light has shone on their common humanity. He assures the woman, and most notably the crowd, that they have emerged from this dark moment. They are all forgiven and loved. And of course, by doing that, he reassures all of us that we too will come through our dark episodes and be led by this loving light. In the very next chapter, John recounts the healing of a blind man. In the midst of restoring the man's sight, Jesus says, "As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world." It is a startling and liberating physical fact, the man who's suddenly able to walk in the light, and to all of us a reminder that the light of Christ will light our way as well. Now, what remains is the first occurrence of the phrase. First, it's in Matthew's gospel, first in the sense of, well, Matthew's gospel was composed before John's, and it also shows up first in the sequence of the canon of Scripture. So it's the one we come across first. The context is the Sermon on the Mount, specifically the Beatitudes. After pronouncing blessings on the poor in spirit, on mournful and meek, and righteous, the merciful and pure in heart, and peacemakers, Jesus blesses those who are reviled and persecuted. He is speaking to those who encounter many of the dark places in life, and addressing that last group, those who suffer for doing the right thing. Jesus pronounces our phrase, the light of the world. But this time, and remember, it's the first time we come across this phrase, he says, "You are the light of the world." And as surprising as that three-letter word might be, he says another three-letter word, and it came to me this morning, or probably during the night when I was asleep, a kind of epiphany, if you will, that this second little three-letter word points toward the meaning of the whole of the gospel, of our faith. Jesus says, "Let your light shine." And he goes on to say that this is the way the love and mercy and grace of God will be made known in the world. It is, among other things, a reminder that we're all made in the image of God. That we, in our natural state, radiate that love. It reminds us also that Paul calls us the body of Christ in the world. The invitation here is to allow that to happen, remembering that it is God acting in us and through us. Our part is to allow that to happen, to get out of the way of God's grace moving through us. What a fitting description of our calling on this day of our annual parish meeting. Rather than talk about your good works, and there are many this morning, I give thanks to God for being part of this little light shining in Burnet and well beyond, and all the lives touched by all of yours. You are the light of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
We'll continue with the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things are made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scripture. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world come. Amen.
In peace, we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work,
for your families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone,
for this community, the nation, and the world,
for all who work for justice, freedom, and peace,
for the just and proper use of your creation,
for the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression,
for all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble,
for those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy,
for the peace and unity of the Church of God,
for all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth,
for Michael, our presiding bishop, Andy, Kay, Jeff, and Hector, our bishops, for Michael, our priest, and for all bishops and other ministers,
for all who serve God in his church,
for the special needs and concerns of this congregation, Bob, John, Nancy, Morgan, David, Judy, Dale, Gary, June, Deb, Carolyn, Jill, Mary, Janet, Alan, James, Lynn, Christian, Patrick, Sheila, Karen, Gail, Abigail, Robin, Virginia, and Maureen, Diane, Kenyon, Sarah, Lindsay, Carol, Justin, Merle, Donna, Donald, Caitlin, Marianne, Joe and Jim, Van, Ann, Jenny, Alice, Ellie, Leah, Shelley, Leslie, RG, Rashunda, Cindy, Betty, and Melissa, Connie, Charles, Patty, Ryan, William, Rocco, Greg, Mark, Doug, Butch, Michael, Linda, Calvin, Thomas, Carolyn, Ed, the Degater family, Travis, Joe, Tracy, Dawn, Martha and family, Dan, Amber and family, and Carol. And with those who serve in the military, especially Brian, Trevor, James, Reed, Kevin, Chris, Jared, and Brian, Jonathan, and Eric, and all in harm's way. And be with those who are traveling. Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life, and especially for the birthdays this week of Otis McClay, Sue Brunson, David Leach, and the wedding anniversary of May and Morgan Wright. We will exalt you, O God, our King,
and praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, especially Roy Oakley, Judy Kuykendall, Betty White, Desmond Tutu, Archbishop, and all who have died from the coronavirus, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom, especially all who have died. And we pray also for those who mourn their passing. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them
who put their trust in you.
We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. And so uphold us by your Spirit that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Now, if you'll all please unmute yourselves and we'll just approximate as best we can the chaos that is the passing of the peace in the Church of the Epiphany. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace to the Lord, everyone.
Peace. 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 Now, to remind you what happens next is
George and
I'll say a blessing. Otis, yeah. The birthday boy, will mute us all and we'll sing the final hymn and then there'll be a dismissal. But don't go too far away because our annual meeting follows immediately after that. But first this. May Christ, the Son of God, be manifest in you, that your lives may be a light to the world, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Amen.
Now unmute yourselves again, please. Let us bless the Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.